Hi there, and welcome to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. Welcome here.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today is going to be a little bit different of an episode. We're not going to talk about a specific topic. We're going to talk about a new thing that we have, and it's for you, so you're going to like it. But first, we will start like a normal episode with a review, and this one is titled, Found This at the Perfect Time. 5 stars. It says, I stumble across your face. Whoa, sorry.
Your face. Stumbled across my face. Ouch.
I stumbled across. Wow. It's really written poorly. I stumble across you podcast. So I will translate this into something understandable. I stumbled across your podcast from an Instagram reel one day, and it caught my attention. I followed your account and then didn't think of it for a while. A few weeks later, when my husband and I were beginning to talk about how to bring more physical intimacy back to our marriage after a period of healing and counseling from some trauma, that reel popped into my mind. I looked up the podcast and started an episode at random. It only took me about 1 minute of listening to know this podcast was just what I needed. Mm. It's been such an encouragement, and I can't help but binge these relatable and informative episodes. I appreciate that you are open and unashamed to talk about all things sex while doing so through the lens of the gospel. It's eye-opening, relatable, respectable, and fun. Thanks for putting out such quality content. From Cut Coast. Thank you.
Nice. I was looking at reviews the other day when I was putting together some episodes, and I was like almost tearing up at some of them that I was like, oh my goodness. Like, how is this something that's actually been so impactful in some people's marriages?
Yeah.
Like, that's actually pretty astounding.
100%. 100%. I think about it all the time because especially, I don't want to say this out of, like, arrogance, but some of these things just seem, like, simple. Mm. But some people, like, really need to hear it, mm-hmm. right? Because what I do well in my marriage, someone else might not do well in theirs. And what they do well in theirs mm-hmm. might seem super simple to them. And then I can hear it and be like, whoa, I've never heard that before. That's like a game changer for me.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very cool. The impact that we can have.
And it's interesting too, like me having been on the other side of that, like looking for resources, like I can remember finding Java with Julie and it being like, oh my goodness. And I was like binging all the episodes I could. And so it's just, it's neat to see that now we can be a resource that people are also doing that too. And it's impacted them in a positive way.
Yeah,
totally.
Which is very cool.
And I love, and I feel like that's our answered prayer, right? Like
yes.
that is what we are praying through this ministry, that God would use us and to impact marriages for the kingdom. That's our goal with this.
Totally. So today's verse comes from Proverbs 17:22, and it says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones.
Dusty bones.
Okay, today's question is, how did you meet your spouse? I'll start.
All right.
So the church I currently go to, I've been going to since end of 2012. And when I first came to this church, the youth program was struggling. And the youth pastor at my previous church was amazing. So I texted him and I said, hey, Ben, like you have to come to this church. You would fit in so perfectly. There's a huge need in the youth ministry right now. And like, part of me felt bad, like poaching him from another church, trying to. But I was like, you can have such a bigger impact here than you currently do. And so he applied and he got the job.
Wow.
And when he got the job, his first meeting with the current like youth team, he knew no one. And I was one of his youth leaders from the previous church. And so he said, hey, Kyle, will you come with me just so I at least have like someone I trust? Mm. Like, yeah, sure. So we go there. And we're sitting in this big table. It's a big church. So there were probably, I don't know, 20 plus leaders, like youth leaders. And I sit down right beside him and I look.
It was like an interview?
No. It was a meeting with all of the youth leaders. Like, hey, like, where's your youth ministry at? Where are we going to go from here? Like, what's going well? What can we change? That kind of thing.
Okay.
And there was this smoking hot brunette sitting across from me. And she was sitting beside her boyfriend. And this is my wife. Now my wife. So I like got close I stayed on the youth team for a while and I got close to some of the other leaders and I found out like, yeah, they've been together for 5 years. They're going to get engaged soon. And I'm like, oh no.
And so she went to a different church.
No, same
church. No, same.
Like, my new church. Oh. She was at my new church.
Okay.
And she's at this youth meeting because she was already a youth leader
under
the old youth program. And so she was at this meeting.
Gotcha. Okay.
To join.
I understand. Yeah.
So anyways, we go through the youth program, whatever. All of a sudden, 1 week, I come and someone told me that they broke up. And I was like, oh, yeah. And it was no joke. It was like a slid into her DMs moment. Like, I messaged her on Facebook Messenger because Instagram wasn't really, like, super big at the time. And I just said, like, hey, heard you guys broke up. Like, I'm really sorry to hear that. If you ever need someone to talk to, I just went through this because I had just ended, like, a 5-plus-year relationship also. So I just said, like, hey, if you need someone to talk to, let me know. Sounds and so she was
bold of you.
So she responded and like we started talking and it became one of those relationships where you're just up till like 2 a.m. talking to each other.
Like texting?
Texting, yeah. Well, Facebook Messenger. I don't think I had her number yet.
Okay.
And then I was actually not here, but our place at the lake, and I had to come home early one weekend and she was house sitting. She's like, hey, do you want to like pop by? And I was like, sure, I'll pop by. And so like I popped by, we hung out for a little bit. And she told me that her mentor had told her she's not allowed to date anyone until the fall. And this was early August. And so in her mind, fall was September 1st. And so September 1st, she like tells her mentor, like, hey, I've got a new boyfriend. And she's like, mentor's like, yeah. Don't worry. I already knew you guys had been hanging out for like a month already. And she read her like a book. So yeah, then we started dating.
How did you ask her out?
I think I did like a scavenger hunt where I gave her clues around like her little area where she lived. And I drove, but she had to give me directions to like where the next clue would be.
Okay.
And it was all letters. And the letters were, will you be my girlfriend?
Oh my goodness gracious.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is now.
But I think I did like somewhere it was like WI. Like okay, not okay. One letter each. I'm pretty okay. Sure. I think that was how it went down. And then obviously she said yes. And then so we call September 7th as our like official start of dating. And September 5th, the next year, we got married.
Oh
wow.
We tried to have the wedding on the 7th, but it didn't work for some of our vendors, so I had to do the 5th.
Okay. That's intense.
Yeah.
Yikes. Jeff and I never like had a first date.
We call our first official like date. We went to a Jason Aldean concert.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was super fun. Okay. That's like our first official photo was at that concert.
Oh.
Yeah.
You gotta love that first photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
Comments.
And you were like 12 in yours.
I'll go next to clarify. Okay. What was this question?
How did you meet your
spouse? Oh, right.
I got so distracted by this beautiful love story.
Yeah, here. I'm totally distracted. In high school. So yeah, Jeff and I, he went to a different school because he was living out of town. And so our grades, it was like elementary school goes to like grade 7 and then you go to the high school. And so like his school fed into our high school. And so I had never met him before because I went to a different elementary school. And so I met him for the first time in grade 8. And we weren't really friends at first. And then end of grade 9, we started hanging out, having like the same friend group, chilling out. And then over the summer we hung out a bunch, just as like friends, gatoring. Driving around, swimming in our friends' pools and watching movies and whatever. And then by grade 11, we were dating. Everyone was like waiting for it to happen. And I was so naive. And I was like, no, he doesn't like me. Like, no, I don't think he's into me. But I thought he was like super cute. But he's like, yeah, anyways. Yeah, I bet he liked me though.
So how did he ask you that?
He didn't.
It was just assumed.
Well, okay. So there's a story. And if people are like listening and they know me or we're there, it's going to be so weird. So we're hanging out with like a bunch of my sister's friends in someone else's house watching a movie. And I had worked that morning. I was like a receptionist at a store. Anyways, I had a rubber band around my wrist. And during the movie, I was playing with the rubber band. And then at one point, Jeff was playing with the rubber band on my wrist. Oh, and boy. Then at one point, we ended up holding hands. But we weren't discreet about it. And we were just like holding hands on top of the blanket. And all of my sister's friends were like texting each other and talking with Jeff and Alana holding hands. So, yeah.
Cute. So that was the official.
But I was only 15. And so I was like, I can't date yet. None of my friends dated. I was like, I can't be the first one to date. Like, that's weird. No one knows how to date. I don't know how to date. So I was like, I can't date yet. But then we had a joint birthday party because our birthdays are a day apart. It's like October 11th, October 12th. So we had like a joint birthday party. Anyways, so we liked each other, but yeah. And then eventually it was just official because we took a photo together.
And held hands. That's obvious, yeah.
Yeah.
Once you hold hands, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's not nearly as romantic as yours, but we're also kids or like teenagers. So it's kind of different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then how Ken and I met, so both of our families were missionaries in Germany, and, there's an international school there that is like basically run for missionary and business kids so that when they graduate, they have the credentials to come back to North America, to go into university. Cause right. if they stayed in, you know, like Africa or whatever, then it was hard. And so the year that my family moved there, he graduated and moved back to Toronto. So we actually missed each other. And then I got to know his family because they were still a part of the community and stuff.
Right.
And while Ken was going to Toronto, University of Toronto, then he ended up with cancer. And that's a whole nother story, but he, after recovery, he had some big surgeries and stuff and then came back to Germany to recover in like, so that he was around family and, mm-hmm. and all that. So that's when we actually met. So that was the full year of being in Germany without knowing him, but knowing his family. Anyway,
right.
In that sphere, there aren't anybody like in the English speaking community that is between the ages like 18 to 22 because you graduate from the school, then you go back to university. Yeah, you can't just stay and hang out because you need a visa or whatever. So I had graduated that first year and then stayed on just to help out at the school wherever they needed. And so I didn't really have anybody my age. So kind of with the older like RAs and stuff that were there. But so when Ken came, it was like, oh, there's somebody my age. He's a boy. But I had a boyfriend at the time. Who was back in the States. He was another missionary kid and we had known each other growing up. And I really wanted it to work. We were the perfect match. Our families loved each other. They wanted us to be together, but there just wasn't enough chemistry for me. And I wanted to make it work. So I was just like willing it, like, this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. Like yep. He's such a great guy. And, anyway, bringing Ken, recovering. So I know that he's now in town and I'm not super like excited about my current relationship. And so anyway, our families ended up going to it's kind of like a hot springs, like a mineral bath. They're really popular in that part of Germany where we were. And our families happened to go at the same night. So that's where like we officially met, was at the baths. That's what we call it.
In the baths.
Yeah. And I remember like thinking, cause I was just there with my family and I wore a bikini and I remember feeling, cause we got out of the pool at the same time and Ken happened to talk to my dad and it's like a long walk all the way back to the change room. And I was like, well, I'm not a part of their conversation. So I'm just going to walk ahead. And I just had to walk down that hallway knowing, yep, he's right behind me. Like, this is so incredibly awkward. And anyway, long story short.
So you shredded your stuff.
And I did. I just got to be confident and go. So that was
the rest of history.
But to tie in what happened, he invited me to a bonfire that a bunch of the students were having. And I needed to go home early to talk, to be on a phone call with my boyfriend. And he was like, oh, you don't really sound that excited to talk to your boyfriend. Tell me about that.
Of course he would say that.
That's okay. And he's so good at that stuff. He was actually the perfect guy to talk to because he didn't know me or my family or Jeff or his family. And it was like,
the guy's name was Jeff.
The guy's name was Jeff. And so it was really nice just to like be able to say exactly what I was feeling. And at that point I wasn't interested in Ken yet, mm-hmm. but just having that like, oh, okay. And then eventually we hung out more and chemistry happened and mm-hmm. I broke up with the other guy and yeah, then the rest is history.
So how'd Ken ask you out?
We just went to a, I don't know what you call it, like a junior senior. The school was hosts like a junior senior banquet every year. And so he asked me to go to that. So we have, I think his mom has a picture because they could not wait until we like made it official. Cause we kept saying like, no, we're not mm-hmm. actually yet, even though we kind of were. And
yeah,
so that was the official like picture right outside their door going up to JSB.
Love it.
Yeah.
Cute.
So
all right.
That's that.
Sweet.
Let's get into the episode, man.
Okay, so now that you have listened to us talk for, I think, our longest intro ever.
Thank you for sticking it out.
Now is our announcement.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we are launching a new, what do you call it, a product, a subscription, a
membership.
Membership,
that's a
club.
It. Yeah.
Club.
Called Unite and Ignite. And I guess
is it on our sweat?
Yes. If you can see it, we're not sure if it's going to turn out backwards or not.
Those of you who are watching us on YouTube,
we'll see our sweaters.
Those who are listening.
Oh, yeah, this is really good audio. Look at us.
We're still new to this, being in front of the camera.
So new.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tira was the one who kind of came up with the idea based on something she'd already seen. So mm-hmm. why don't you explain how this kind of came about?
Yeah, you bet. So there's this like workout kind of program here where they want to help keep you accountable for 30 days. And so in that you commit to moving your body for 20 minutes a day. And every day you post a picture and you tag them. And by the end of the 30 days, if you've done your full tagging and you've moved 20 minutes a day, you're eligible for like a big grand prize. And I thought like, this is a really great program. Not only are you showing the world what you're doing and hoping to kind of inspire others to do the same, mm-hmm. but you're also like getting a chance to win something, which, you know, most people like, mm-hmm. and like, it just seems like a fun way to keep yourself accountable.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I would love to do that. Like as a part of the podcast, put on a program like that, except for marriage, like a gym membership for your marriage. So essentially we've created this program to start in September and you're going to get daily emails that go through different ideas on how to bring up connection with your spouse. So it's not just like a sex challenge for 30 days. It's not like that. We wanted to go deeper than just sex. We wanted like our biggest thing is communication and connection. And so how to do that well and to help keep you guys accountable. Now, we thought it might be a little bit awkward to have to post how you're going to connect with your spouse every single day. So we narrowed it down to just once a week that mm-hmm. you post a picture of how you intentionally connected with your spouse. Now it doesn't have to be like a picture of you and your spouse. It could be, you know, a picture of you got to the top of a mountain climb and you took a picture or you
played a board game.
This
is the board game we played.
Victory, who won, you know, like it could be anything just to show that you did it. You tag, us as Kingdom Sexuality and, hashtag Unite and Ignite, because that's going to also spread the word. And hopefully other couples will kind of, they might ask about that or click on it and find out about it. And just like the fact that you are putting intention behind your marriage, will hopefully inspire others to do so as well. And we're kicking it up a notch. We're doing a grand prize at the end, but we'll also throw in a mid-month prize too to help keep you going. And each month we're going to change the theme. So September is the month of fun. So, because who doesn't like fun? That's like the easiest thing to do.
But it's also one of the hardest things, or it's also one of the easiest things to lose in your marriage.
Yes.
It's like the fun aspect, right?
Yeah.
Like sex is there, you know, parenting is there, like all these other things are always there, mm-hmm. but it's so easy to get so busy that you stop to actually just have fun.
Yeah. Enjoy each other's company.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So another part that we're going to do is we have partnered with different brands for each month. And so, we'll be giving you extra content from them as well. And we have some surprises throughout it too. So like, you're basically like in a VIP club, keeping all each other accountable. Mm-hmm. I think is probably the best way to explain it today.
Totally.
Did I miss anything?
Yeah. So kind of like more of the logistical side of it mm-hmm. is how it will work is every day you'll get an email from us and it will have your task for the day or your activity for the day. So every day we'll give you something. So like, let's say for example, day one is play your favorite board, card, video game with your spouse. Go do that. What we want is we want all of these things to be easy enough for you guys to do that you'll actually do it. So most of them will be able to be done in 15 minutes, max 30 minutes, and be able to be done like in the comfort of your own home. So you don't have to go plan a date night. You don't have to go out and do anything.
Yeah.
You can probably do it at home with minimal items needed. You want to go buy stuff or plan stuff. You can do it at home with what you have mm-hmm. in a short amount of time.
Because that's the part of it too, is like if people are like, well, I have things to do. I got kids' lunches to make. Yeah. I've got another job. I got a side hustle. I got whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, this should be achievable to do still within an evening or depending on your schedules, right? To still be able to do other things in your evening. Because that's what we don't want it to be like, this is the entirety of your night. Because we know life happens and it's just not achievable if it's going to be like that.
The other thing too is you don't have to do what we said to do. It's basically like an inspiration, hopefully get you thinking. And you know, playing a board game is not your thing that night, you don't have to go like, oh man, we have to do it.
Right.
It's not, it's whatever form of connection you want to do instead.
Right. Maybe you're like, I'd really rather do a puzzle with my spouse.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So yeah, we're just there to like help bring the inspiration so that it becomes easier to do.
Yeah. So you get a daily email. And then at the end of the email, if you do need something for the next day, we'll send you a reminder like, hey, don't forget to pick up a puzzle because you're going to need a puzzle for tomorrow's task. And then mid-month, we will have, or sometime during the month, whatever brand we've partnered with, we will have them on for a talk or like a Q&A, or they'll be involved somehow. And then like, for example, for fun, we also have a really, one of the nights, the task is something that we've got planned for you guys that you guys can access online.
It's going to be super fun. It's you be, really, really want to do it.
It's going to be awesome. I'm that's the thing I'm most excited for sure. So that, and then I had something else I was going to share, but now I forget. Oh, and then once per month, we'll have a group meeting. So where everyone that is in for that month will join and we can just kind of have conversation. Like, how are things going? What have you noticed different? Like, how has this affected your marriage positively? Like, what's been a struggle? All that kind of stuff. And so it'll be cool to see everyone that's in there and connect that way too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so by the time this episode launches, will it be early bird?
Yeah. So if you're listening right now and you're like, yes, I want in on this, check the show notes. We've got a special early bird discount for you and it'll get you 20% off your first month.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you there. It's going to be a really fun time.
See you.
And tell your friends. Yeah. Make it a competition between your friends. Like, I feel like this is, we're trying to also build community. So like, it's a good, easy thing to help your neighbors and your
And then you guys can keep each other accountable. You can have like that next level of accountability. Yeah. In your guys' relationship.
Yeah.
All right, let me pray and then we will end. God, thank you so much for this day and this time together and for everyone watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast. And thank you that they're there. We're thankful for each and every person who listens and supports the show in any possible way. And we hope that this Unite and Ignite program that we're offering can help strengthen marriages and deepen the bond between spouses. And just with this month of fun coming, we want to see joy injected back into marriages. And would you be the vessel for joy to be through these marriages and use this program to just be a supplement to that?
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.